Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Guys, welcome back to a very special, very iconic episode with none other than Margot Oshry, a.k.a.
Hello.
Snitch,
oh
a.k.a.
my God.
Snatchler, a.k.a. best tits in Hollywood.
True.
I know Sydney Sweeney likes to say that, but like, I'm sorry, it's
I will give her that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give her the best tits in Hollywood, and like, I have the best tits in young Hollywood.
Okay.
You know?
She's young.
I know. I just like, did I just age her? No, I know. She definitely has better tits than me, but like, it's fine.
Listen, good tits recognize good tits.
That's true.
And
I feel like she'd
nice.
Recognize mine.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think she'd be very forthcoming about your good tits.
Yeah,
and if you're not watching this, just picture the best tits you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's dive right in. First things first, Margo's actually staying with me. So they're in town for Taylor Swift, her birthday. We're going to talk about all these things in a second. Mm-hmm. But also, literally as of yesterday, we announced the absolute
fire
news that I'm the new Spritz ambassador. Let's fucking go, baby. ASMR for you. Okay. Pineapple's our favorite. So.
Yeah, it is. We're pineapple girly pops.
Pineapple girly pops. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
I haven't eaten anything today, so why not drink alcohol?
I had a bowl of cereal.
So let's dive right into the snitch origin story. So okay. I've actually, because I found my origin story of knowing you guys was through Claudia and Jackie with the toast.
Right.
And then I always saw you on it during the Halloween episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And they always call you Counselor Snitch. They always call you, like, I know you used to have a podcast about Snatchler.
It was called The Snatchler. It was about The Bachelor.
And I did know that.
Yes.
But it all,
originated from the word snitch.
Okay.
So just like as a blanket statement, like I'm not a snitch. I'm actually like a steel trap.
Totally. I see that.
But basically growing up, Jackie had a, just like Jackie has a way with words, you know?
Okay. So she is the youngest sister of the four Oshry sisters. Is the order correct? Olivia, Jackie, Claudia, Margot.
Yes. Everyone thinks Jackie and Claudia are swapped, but
yeah, I did think
not.
That actually.
Yeah.
So you're the youngest.
I'm
and
the youngest.
Of a, just
a sorority.
Quadruple. Is quad four?
Quad.
Quad. Yeah. Thruple of just iconic sisters.
Yeah.
So, but you're the youngest. Okay.
We used to be a quartet actually growing up as
you're
well.
You're joking.
Mm-hmm. I played the flute. Claudia played the guitar. Jackie played the cello and Olivia played the piano.
Do those instruments really all flow together?
I don't know, but we made it work.
I just all picked random instruments that actually don't sound good together.
No, we figured it out.
Okay.
But anyway, so Jackie has a way with words. And growing up, she would always just call me like random things. Like she would never call me my name.
Okay.
It was like Marky Sharky. Like it was like Mags. And then it like turned into like Marky Sharky and then Sharky. And then somehow from there, we got to Tyneschnitch Monster. Yeah. So then Tyneschnitch Monster became Tyneschnitch. And then that became Snitch.
Okay.
And for some fucking reason,
it stuck.
Snitch stuck. And like, it's.
From what age?
Ooh, like.
Like, when were you started?
Old. Like.
Okay.
From like the. I feel like I was in like college. So
oh, okay.
I was like a human. It wasn't like it started at the age of 7.
She was like Snitch. She
no.
was like Snitch.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
100%.
That's so cute. I was just watching Instagram as one does. And it was talking about how you like pine over and just like spend so much time giving your child this like name that you've thought about for the rest of your life. And they have to have for the rest of their life. And then you just end up calling them like Stinky Mama Sita Tootie Butt. And you're like, how funny. I literally don't call my child its
name.
No,
literally. Whenever someone like says like Margo, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
That's so
Even though
funny.
I love my name.
Yeah. I love your name too, actually.
But I just, like, no one ever calls me it.
A lot of Margos in New York. You were the first Margo I ever met.
Yeah, and there are.
Then, I don't know if it was, like, a popular name in that area, but, like, I feel like I've met three more Margos, but they all are in New York.
I know two other Margos, which still feels like a lot.
Is your real name Margaret?
No, definitely not.
What's your real name?
Margo.
Margo.
M-A-R-G-O. Oh,
see, way cooler.
Yeah. No. Way I cooler. Actually, like, hot take, I hate the name Margaret.
Hot take.
Yeah, I don't really know
any, many Margarets.
I also hate, I think that Margo spelled with a T. Sorry, Margo Lee, like, I love you more than life itself. I hate it.
Oh, because it's like escargo.
Yeah. I think, like, M-A-R-G-O is just, like, short and sweet and to the point, but, like, if I have to go another route, like, the M-A-R-G, like, E-A-U-X, like, the French way, like, Margo.
Okay, I don't like any of that.
Yeah, no, it's just so it's complicated. Just too much.
My mom's from Louisiana, which has, like, a lot of, like, French influence, and obviously they use the UGX, whatever, and I'm always, like, it's unhinged. I don't like it.
That's fair.
Okay, well, that's a really good origin story that I didn't know. Okay,
so wait, I have an origin story.
Oh, okay.
Why is everything probably?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it really was just, like, a flub on my end. I thought I was absolutely hilarious, which I tend to think about myself.
Yeah.
in a great deal. And when I was in college, everyone, it was back when Twitter was big, and everyone was doing, and sorry if you get pod listeners, if you guys know this, but, like, you know, it's always good just to reiterate if you're new here. And my necklace says probably, and so does everything else in my life. It was one of those things that I ran with, and then I went on the show back when Twitter was big, and everyone was like, it was before the blue check mark.
Got it.
The real legit.
Yeah.
Remember legit Sadie Robertson? Remember the real something? Like, everything.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Everyone had that. And I thought I was absolutely hilarious to make mine probably because I was a nobody just, like, in college floating around.
Right.
And I moved to Nashville, and I remember I almost changed it when I moved to Nashville because I was like, this is weird. And I got a lot of attention for it. Like, people thought it was funny and were like, oh, Probs. Like, what up, Probs? Like, there was, like, a group of guys that, like, thought it was cool. So because guys gave me attention for it, I was sold.
Got
hook,
it.
Line, and sinker. So I was like, I've just got to keep it.
Okay.
And then I went on the TV show. Like, my followers obviously went up, and then I started influencing. And then it was just like, I literally couldn't not do it.
Right.
And then the podcast, when I was trying to think of a name, I was like, well, it just makes sense to call it probably podcast.
Yeah, it's actually a great name for a podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but then I mean, like, literally I can't, there are some times where I think to myself, I kind of want to, like, not have this because it's confusing in a business setting. Whenever I email, like, important people, I give them my other email, which is, like, my full name,
right?
Because I don't, I just feel like it's odd if it's business that's not related to my social media. They're like, why is your email probably Shannon Ford? Like, when I was emailing someone about my refrigerator,
they'll think it's, like, spam.
When I was emailing someone for my refrigerator for my new house, I was like, I can't email them from probably Shannon Ford.
Yeah,
it just looks fucking weird.
No, I don't think you can ever get rid of it. And, like, there's nothing I hate more than, like, those people who, like, hate, like, the shows that made them famous.
Oh, no, that's, you know, so lame. That's,
like,
so lame.
Leighton Meester, like, won't ever talk about Gossip Girl. Like, I hate
You're
that
lying.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes I think now she does, but, like, there was a time when it was like, I don't want to associate with that anymore.
Oh, my God, that's really crazy.
So I think you should keep, like, probably.
Yeah, I always will. I just have to.
Yeah.
I did just recently drop the Ford from it.
I know.
Which was a big deal for me. It just looked better for branding. It was shorter. And, like, maybe one day I'll change my last name. Who knows?
I know. I was thinking. I was like, everyone's, you're setting, like, it up.
Did you literally get hitched so James could get a green card? I was like, don't put it past me. But no.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are turning 26.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tonight at midnight. I personally loved 26.
Okay, that's,
like,
good.
26 was a vibe for me. I was 26 during quarantine as well.
Oh,
and, like, I don't know.
Quarantine
was
everything.
Not a vibe, but, like, in general, 26 was a vibe for me.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
You have to get your own insurance now.
I've been on separate insurance. Like,
oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, because you have a corporate job.
Yeah.
A corporate girly.
I'm a corporate girly. And I just, insurance. Like, I forgot that I could stay on my family insurance, but I was just like, no, like, of course I'm going to go on this one.
Well, it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually great insurance. So, like, I'm not upset about that. But I used to be, like, the most annoying birthday girl, like, ever. Like, you can ask my sisters. Like, it was birthday month. Like, I was, like, a psychopath. Like, I wore, like, a sash and, like, a tiara.
No!
Like, it was, like,
ooh, cringe.
Yeah,
sorry.
So fucking cringe. Anyway,
sorry guys, there's a lawnmower in the background if you're picking up any of that audio. I think they are literally mowing down my home at this point. It sounds pretty
they
loud
just,
on
like,
our
come
end
right
so
through.
If you hear that, sorry, keep going.
Anyway, but then, like, something happened when I turned 25. And I was like, this isn't fun anymore.
She matured.
Yeah. Like, it was really, no, like, it was scary. Like, I had 25. I had, like, such a fun, like, blowout bash. And then I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was, like, that Monday. And I, like, legitimately had a mental breakdown. And I was like,
I was there.
Yes.
Not for the breakdown.
Not at the breakdown. But you were there for the party.
The party was lit.
The party was so fun. Then, yeah, I was just, like, having a panic attack about, like, you know, reevaluating my life. And I was like, am I happy with where I am? Like, I don't know. Like, literally just panicking.
And not the 25-year-old.
No, I know. And, like, whenever I tell anyone, like, everyone's like, you're so young. And I'm like, but, like, I'm not. And so now that I'm turning 26, I'm like, oh my God, it's just getting worse. No. But what I will say is at 25, I feel like was like a hell of a year for me, like in terms of like growth, maturity, like just everything.
Right.
I feel like looks like I just feel like things got better.
You look fantastic, by the way. We're both gym girlies now.
I know.
Look at us go.
We love to weightlift.
We love lifting weights. Yeah. We should have brought them on this podcast.
No, please.
So it's warming up around here, which means a wardrobe refresh. Am I right? However, all of y'all know that I said I am trying to save shmoney this year, okay? We are turning this into a finance podcast, remember? No, I'm kidding. But I'm not kidding about an amazing shopping hack that I have found for you guys, Fashion Pass, because I love beautiful new clothes, but mama is balling on a budget. Now, Fashion Pass is amazing because it takes the commitment and massive price tags off of amazing designer pieces. You're able to rent these gorgeous clothes and it's unlimited for a flat price. And they legit have the best brands. They got For Love and Lemons, Amanda Uprichard, Free People, Show Me Your Moo Moo, and tons more. Honestly, that's just a few of my personal faves. You can swap out your items as many times a month as you want, so it just kind of feels like you're consistently shopping and getting new clothes every week, but for literally a fraction, a sliver of the price. I'm currently on the Trendsetter plan, so I get to pick 4 clothing items in every order, which is great because I essentially just get 4 new items almost every week because you can switch out your order as many times a month as you want. There's no restrictions there. I honestly just find myself wanting these really cool, trendy pieces because, as y'all know, I've said it a million times before and I'll say it again, I am the consumer. I will follow a trend. I just will. But then I'm over it like the next month, you know? I'm human. So this just saves me so much money in that regard, and I don't want to gatekeep it from you guys, okay? I'm always down to share the hacks, the tricks for shopping. The shipping is super fast, and they handle the cleaning for you, so no worries there. Just send it back in the pre-labeled bag that they give you. Also, if you do fall in love with a piece and decide it's more of a staple than a trendy piece, and you keep going back and forth to it, and you want it in your closet forever, then you can buy it from Fashion Pass, and they will give you a mega discount towards the purchase. It's like legit 30 to 70% off. Also, every month I get a $10 purchase discount that counts towards anything that I buy. I have also got a killer discount code for you guys as well. If you go to fashionpass.com and use code PROBABLY at checkout, you'll get $20 off your first month so that you can try it for $69. That's unlimited rentals for just $69 with code PROBABLY at fashionpass.com.
So I feel good about going into 26, but like, I swear to motherfucking God, if I don't get a motherfucking boyfriend this year,
let me tell you,
it's done for me. Okay. I'm done.
Do you know why? First of all, you're clinically insane. Second of all, do you know why I think you are just so like, this has to happen for me now? Which, by the way, you're putting out the absolute wrong energy. We have got to shift that because I must get a boyfriend. The universe is literally going to be like, she's not getting a fucking boyfriend.
Like, here's the thing is like, I want a boyfriend so that like that path of my life has like started, but like, I don't want it.
You are, I know, I'm like, you're like, I don't want to get old, but you're like, I have to get a boyfriend so I get married and have kids. I'm like,
right.
I'm getting mixed signals here. No, yeah, you genuinely, you have 3 older sisters mm-hmm. who also happen to get married a little bit, not like young, but like young for our generation.
Right.
And you know, now your 2 sisters have kids.
Yes.
And Claudia's been married for a bit.
Yeah.
I just really think that you see that and you're like, oh my God, why am I not doing that? But you're not doing that because you're literally younger than them.
So I guess.
I think that's normal. And honestly, my best friend, Taylor,
yeah,
has 3 children and has been married for 5 years now at this point. And I, at times, can see where you're like, wow, I gotta get started. I think of things like, oh, I want our kids to be able to play together. I want,
yeah.
I get that vibe, but also like, you just, if you go into it,
trust the timing.
You gotta trust the timing of your life. And if you want a boyfriend so bad, you're gonna end up like being with someone for just the sake of having a boyfriend, and then it's not gonna be the right guy.
But it's like, I don't even like want a boyfriend so bad. I just like want to like, I want it to like happen because I like want it, like because I want that person to be my boyfriend. It's like, I never want anyone to be my boyfriend.
Yeah, we can manifest a love interest in your life, but I don't think we should be expelling any desperado energy out here.
No.
100%.
100%.
Because you know what? Guys can fucking sniff it on you too. They're like, this bitch wants a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You're going to meet someone. You're going
to
meet a
but then anytime I get close to like someone being my boyfriend, like I'm like, we're like getting, I'm like, get out.
So funny.
I'm always like, time for the text.
Time for the text.
Time to send the text.
What does the text say?
Like, I just like don't really see this like going anywhere. Like, I've had like a really great time with you, and like, I'm wish you nothing but the best.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, I'm not. It's like they didn't do anything wrong. I just don't think that they're my person.
I think that you're gonna meet thousands of people truly that are like, oh my God, I cannot wait for Margot Washer to be my girlfriend. And so you're going to have to give more no's than yeses. But like, you will just like one day be like, oh, that's fucking him. You don't even have to think twice about it.
Yeah. No. And also so like nice. I mean, we can get into dating, but like the more that I date and I feel like I date so much, like you really learn so much.
You do. It's like going to other people's weddings. Like you learn what to do and what you want and what you don't want for your own. And like, honestly, even just witnessing relationships in my life, I've learned what, not even being in them, but seeing my friends and relationships, my family members and relationships. I'm like, oh, I love that about them. I want to emulate that. Oh, I don't really like that about them. I hope I don't find that in my person. But I think you're good at dating. New York is hard to date.
New York is like so brutal. I mean, I've also never dated elsewhere, so I don't have anything to compare it to. But I know
it's brutal.
Yeah, I can imagine New York is awful.
Yeah, it's just like everyone's like, I feel like in New York looking for the next best thing.
It's like everything, everyone, everything that you speak to, like everything, everyone's just like eyes are just like.
There's something shinier in the distance always for them, because New York is a place of opportunity. New York is a place where you like strive for the best of the best, and everyone feels like, you know, they're moving to New York City.
Yeah. Like, they're like, I can't settle down now.
Yeah. So they're like, why would I have a girlfriend in New York City? So like, I feel like you're going to end up with someone from New York that doesn't have that like the next shiny thing is in the distance vibe. Because I feel like that's people that move to New York.
That's true. Oh, that's such a good point.
So I feel like you're going to be with someone who's like, that doesn't affect them as much.
That doesn't, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. I actually had a lot of people say to me, would Margot ever, which I was like, actually know the answer to this because we just talked about it when we were at Stagecoach.
Yeah.
So they were like, would Margot ever date a guy from London? You should introduce her for someone from London. Would she ever do long distance?
Wait, long distance?
Your dream.
My dream. Because like, also, like I say, I want a boyfriend, but my issue is that like, I have built such a lovely life for myself. I love my life. Like I'm super independent. Like I love my home. I love my dog. Like I love my friends. Like, so I think the reason why it's taking me longer than most to like find someone is like, my life is amazing. Thank God. I don't need someone who can like complete it. Like I need someone who's going to add to it.
Sure.
And there's not many people who could.
Yeah.
So I feel like with long distance, it's like, we like spend these weekends together. We have like the most amazing time. But, like then you go back to your nice little life. I go back to my nice little life. And like, we don't have to like,
we don't have to do this.
We don't have to do this all the time.
I'm going to manifest that for you. That would be great. I would love if we could just like hop on a little plane and go to London together.
No, that would just be fantastic. Would be so fun. Like if you could find me like a Jewish London boy.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my feelers out.
Yeah. Let me know.
Also, would you ever move out of New York though?
I think so. Like, I think before the pandemic, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, no. Like, I love New York.
Two of your sisters live in Florida.
I know. But now I think, like, I really appreciate space and, like, fresh air.
Yeah.
So, like.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's good shit.
It's good shit. Like, not smelling, like, the trash heating up on the side of the road.
That's tough sell.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I, like, wouldn't be opposed. Like, I don't think it would be, like, a deal breaker in a relationship. Like, I think it would be. I would figure it out.
Right. Okay. All right. So I want to know, what was your peak in your pit of 26?
My peak of 25? Oh, shit. This is hard. Probably my career growth, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just got promoted to director.
I just got promoted. I'm a director.
Queen shit. That's
directing people.
It's really hard to do at your age. Like, seriously. I'm not trying to, like, age shame you and be ageist here, but, like, you're fucking young.
People love to do that. It's really love to bring up my age. Yeah.
Really, like, hard to do that. I know me and Claudia, I actually hated who I was at Stagecoach because I was so that bitch that was like, oh, you young girls, me and Claudia can't hang. We're literally 4 years older than you, but I'm just,
like. No, not even that. Like, that's, like, fine. No, but when people, like at work, they're like, oh, she doesn't have that much experience. Like, blah, blah. Like, sorry, I'm just good at my job.
Yeah. Fair.
Like, that's it.
Fair. So that was your peak.
Probably. And then my pit, I really, like, knock on wood, like, it was a good year. Like,
great.
I mean, I cried a lot. Like, I literally had mental breakdowns all the time. But, like, you know, that's just par for the course.
I just feel like if you're not having minty bees, like, who are you?
No.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you if you're not having a mental breakdown once a month at minimum. I don't know a single person who isn't obsessed with Topgolf after they've tried it. If you haven't been, it's this like massive, stunning, cool venue that has so much more than just golf. It's an experience. So I've gone with like all my friends. I've taken my parents there. I've gone with my goddaughters. It's legit perfect for anyone. And I'm personally not super good at golf, but that's where it's fun because like it doesn't matter. I've gone with my friends before that are legit so good at golf. And sometimes I even beat them at games we've played. So They've got these huge light up targets that you try to hit into a massive fairway. And there's like a ton of different games that are associated with them. And another thing that I try to do is convince all my friends who are really good at golf, you know, those ones I mentioned, to come with me on Half Price Tuesday. It's so cool. Literally every Tuesday, gameplay is half off. So you get more play for less pay, baby. Some exclusions apply, but you can read all about that on their website. So I get them there for the Half Price gameplay. And then they help me with my swing, teach me more about golf and all that jazz. They got music pumping, amazing food and drinks that get delivered right to your bay. Get the pizza, trust me. And personally, my favorite part is even though it's technically outside, it's covered. And so in the winter, they got heaters to make it cozy. And in the summer, they've got fans to keep you cool because mama does not like to sweat. Oh, and shout out to my lefties, because another reason that I never really played golf, or I guess why I was kind of like always intimidated, is because I don't actually have my own set of clubs. So it's rare that anyone else is left-handed and can let me borrow them, whatever. And Topgolf hooks it up with the lefty clubs. Actually, everyone gets to choose whatever club they want when they're there. So it's nice. You get to kind of just like play around with whichever ones work for you. And I just genuinely have such a good time every time I'm there. Also, if there's someone in your life who wants to have fun but also cannot miss a game on TV, we all know the type, then don't worry. They have giant TVs everywhere. I'm telling you, the next time you don't know what to do with your friends, with your parents, or even with your kids, take them to Topgolf. It will not disappoint. Also, it's fun to try something new. I never thought that I'd be interested in golf, but Topgolf makes you forget that it's a serious sport and you just have fun with it. Listen, it's golf. It's not golf. It's Topgolf. Pro tip, by the way, download the app and book ahead of time to come play around on Half Price Tuesday or any other day.
Also, I think like a peak and a pit was I quit therapy.
You quit therapy. Oh, I could see how that could be a peak and a pit.
Yeah. So okay. I'm still grappling on as to how that like how was that a good decision or not. But
did you quit because you just didn't like feel like you needed it anymore, or you didn't vibe with your therapist
anymore? We had outgrown one another, and and I was like, I'm not really getting anything from this anymore. And then my plan was like, I'm gonna take a break and then I'll find someone else. It's just so harrowing to find someone else.
It is. And then to think that you have to start all the way back over.
I can't speak about my trauma over and over again. Like interview people. So I just was like, I'm gonna take a break, and then when I feel like I need it again, I'm gonna. And I haven't yet.
And because you already took the first step of getting a therapist in the like to begin with,
right,
I don't think it'll be as hard. If you feel in your heart like, I think I need to go back to therapy, you won't be like, but how do I even begin? You do know the beginning steps.
Yes.
So God, that'll be easier for you guys to do.
Are you in therapy?
I'm actually not. But
Ever?
No, I haven't ever been. But I mean, I couldn't imagine that I'm not someone that would benefit from it immensely.
I think everyone could benefit from it.
I think who would benefit the most from me going to therapy is my friends, so that they wouldn't have to hear me dump on them all the time. And I'm always worried that like I'm like, you know, burdening people. Like that's like, I should probably talk about that in therapy. Yeah. But like I feel like if I went to therapy, it would be better for my friendship, so that they don't have to hear me like, they don't have to take on the role of my therapist. I think that's a nice thing to do for your friends, to
I
go guess, to therapy.
But I feel like when my friends do that to me, like I like it.
Oh, my friends are always
like, I just
so
like
sweet.
Feel like important in your life, that you would trust me like with this. Yes.
I'm just such a people pleaser that I'm always like, sorry if this is burdening you.
But yeah, you have to stop apologizing.
I do that a lot. Sorry.
Sorry.
Shit. Okay. Moving on. We're going to Taylor Swift.
Yes.
We're absolutely motherfucking jazzed.
Yeah,
so
we are.
T Swift is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I can't believe T Swift is also on your birthday.
I know. How weird is that?
Weird and iconic.
Also, because like we weren't like, it was like, if we were going to do a trip to go to Taylor, like it would obviously be Nashville. Like we're not going to go to like...
The Austrians love Nashville.
We love Nashville. We're not going to like go to Atlanta. Like love Atlanta, but like it's just like we're not going to make a trip of it. And like all of our friends like would love to go to Nashville. Yeah. So we were like, let's just do Nashville. And when it ended up being on my birthday and birthday weekend, like just like so wild. But when we were planning this, I was like, I need everyone to know like this isn't for my birthday. Like I don't want people to be like, oh, I'm coming because it's your birthday. I'm spending all this money for you. For like, I didn't want that. I want you to come because
another burden.
Like I want you to come because you want to come. Like you want to be there. I was like,
well, we all know that Taylor Swift tickets aren't like, you know, cheap. I could see how you'd be like, please don't say you're doing this for my birthday. Like,
yeah,
come
but
if
never
you want to come.
I was like, if you're gonna spend that money for my birthday, like buy me an amazing gift. Like,
first of all, don't buy yourself something for my birthday.
Yeah, 100%.
I see what you're saying. Well, you have, so there's about how many people? 15 people from
17.
New York. 17 girly pops from NYC flew in. They all have like an Airbnb, hotels, and then Margo, Emily, and Ryan are staying with me. I personally, like, I live in this house by myself, and there's nothing that I love literally more than having guests over and entertaining and hosting. It's just like ingrained in my little southern soul from my mom, and I just love it. So having you guys here last night before we went to bed at 1 a.m. because we all couldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
I was like in the doorway of their guest room, and I was like, by the way, I just love having people here. And they were like, okay. And I was like, no, I just like, I'm going to sleep easier. I don't feel the need to like have my gun on my bedside table.
Right.
Should I need to, I would always protect you guys.
Need a dog, girl.
I know. I would love a dog. You need a dog. Two things. One, I would hope to just have like the sweetest little like lazy pumpkin dog that like isn't going to actually rip the throat out of someone. That's just not giving Shannon's dog to me, like a German shepherd that would just like attack whenever I say a random German word.
That's
which,
fair.
By the way, Kristen Cavallari had two German shepherds. I'm pretty sure they were German shepherds that she got, I want to say from Germany, and they had a secret word that like meant attack.
Oh, really?
That only her and her husband knew. And I thought that was the craziest, coolest thing ever. To like protect you. So I'm like, a dog like that.
Yeah, me Magnolia like obviously like couldn't protect me.
What kind of dog is it?
She's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, but she's 13 pounds.
And she's literally the cutest thing ever. But when you say I need a dog, is it for comfort, not for protection?
Comfort was really what I was saying. Like, I just think that you would have like more peace of mind.
I would probably. I would have something else on my mind. Like snuggling with the dog would just be sweet rather than like who is
like every
outside.
Creek and whatever.
Totally.
But I guess it's different. You live in a house.
I live in a house, but it's somehow scarier.
That's what I'm saying. I would say that it's scarier.
Yeah. When I lived in an apartment, when you know that there are literally hundreds of people on either side of every wall from you, you feel safe.
And you're like, why me? Like, why would the robber choose me?
Totally. We're like, why would they go to 18B when there's so many other numbers?
Yeah. I think about that all the time. But yeah, so maybe you should think about getting a dog.
Does I know, James but I, want a dog? I travel so much. If we both want dogs and I have a fenced in backyard, it'd be perfect for it. But my other reason for not getting a dog is I just love dogs so much. I do not have the lifestyle to maintain like a dog. Like I'm traveling to London every other day. I can't just like leave a dog. It would just seem sad.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, like as someone who travels a lot and has a dog.
No, but you don't travel.
No, you, but you also like go away for like long periods
of time.
I go on like 2-day weekend trips and then I'm back.
That's fine. Yeah, I go away for long periods of time. I would just feel sad for the dog. But I think I'll get a dog whenever I'm like more settled and have like kids or something.
Yeah.
And can have a dog.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm actually curious about this one. Someone wanted to know, what was your first impression of me?
Oh my God, I thought you were so sweet and I thought it was fake.
Oh.
Like, I was just like, someone can't possibly be that like kind, you know, because like
really nice.
I'm from New York and I think that everyone is like an asshole. I mean, everyone is an asshole.
No, yeah.
And so I was like, there's just no fucking way.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, I thought you were so, so nice. And then I was just like waiting to see like when
like,
the facade would drop.
True colors.
Yeah, and then it never came.
When are they gonna come? No, yeah. I can be bitchy.
What was your first impression of me?
First impression of you, I thought you were older than you were, not to have give you another minty bee, but I definitely didn't think you were like as young. But you know what it was?
I get that a lot. It's because I have older sisters. Like, I just feel like I grew up faster.
Well, and I told Claudia, I thought Claudia was older than she was, like much older, but not because, and her and I are the same age. She's actually a little bit younger than me.
Yeah.
It's because she's so established and accomplished. I just assumed she had to have done that in a like longer period of time,
right.
Which is really judgmental of me. And so I don't know. I thought you were older and then you had this like corporate job, which everyone wants to know how you manage like the corporate life and also being an incredible influencer.
Thank you.
But I think I just was like, I did think you were very different from your other sisters.
Really?
Yeah, like Jackie and Claudia, because I watch them on The Toast all the time and because I've like met them in person and stuff, they actually, I know people would probably say they're so different, but to me, they're like a lot alike.
Okay.
They really are in a lot of ways. And so they just jive so well together. When I met you, I just thought you were like a lot different than them.
That is so
You're much more like mysterious and stoic than they are.
Yeah, that's actually fair.
Don't you think?
I am it's one of my, also probably another reason why it's taking me longer to find a boyfriend. I have so many walls up.
Really?
Like, I am so fucking guarded.
Gotcha.
So like, especially when meeting people for the first time. So like, that's probably what.
Guys, when you have someone in your life who is on their crunchy journey, like I do with Taylor as best friend, honestly, sometimes it has its perks because she has gotten me to be so much more aware of and honestly interested in clean products, especially the products that I am putting right on my face. I know you'll have had to have seen the absolute viral Ilia Beauty Super Serum Skin Tint. I feel like I cannot scroll on TikTok without seeing the iconic bottle, the dropper, and all the influencers who are using it, myself included, okay? Because I stay being an influencer who is influenced. As y'all know, I am the consumer. But Ilia Beauty is just the OG of clean, thoughtfully formulated products. It's also makeup that has active levels of skincare in it. So the makeup is actually improving your skin over time. Personally, I have the world's driest skin, like you could literally fry an egg on it. And their products are super hydrating, which I love. Makes my skin feel alive. Another thing about me, I'm Ginger, and I absolutely am going to need SPF on my face at all times. But even if you're not a redhead, we all need to be protecting our face from the sun. I love that the Super Serum Skin Tint has SPF 40 in it, especially now that it's getting warmer out. Also, it comes in 30 shades, so you are bound to find exactly what you need. And if you're confused with the shade matching process like I was, then one of the best parts about Ilia Beauty is that you can submit a selfie on their website and a real human will shade match you. And they have a 96% success rate. They have thousands of five-star reviews, so it is tried and true, baby. Just head to IliaBeauty.com and use code PROBABLY at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's IliaBeauty.com and use code PROBABLY for 15% off your first order. You're a Taurus, right?
Yeah.
My mom and my dad are both Tauruses. Today's my dad's birthday, actually.
Today's my dad's birthday, too.
I know. How crazy.
He's dead.
And all. You always say that, and I'm always sad to hear it. I know. Claudia's always like, Shannon, we have to joke about it. And I know Heather McMahon does the dead dad's club. Yeah. And like, I, but like when your dad is like beautifully alive, you're like, I can't laugh at that. And you're like, no, I laughed in my trauma.
You can.
Like, Anna Grace, who everyone knows and loves on this podcast, her dad's birthday is today.
That is crazy.
I just feel like there's somewhere in the universe where that syncs us together as sisters.
1,000%.
It's just nice. It's just really sweet. So yeah, I literally forgot my train of thought. What was I
Me
saying?
Me too. I was just thinking that. It was your dad's birthday.
I just thought you guys were different. Oh, I said you're a Taurus.
Are
my mom stubborn? And my dad are Taurus. Oh my God. I didn't know that was a characteristic.
It's a characteristic.
Both of them. To the point that, like, it's funny because one of them, usually it's my dad, will always end up apologizing because he's a sweet angel on this earth. But you can see how both of them would, if they had it in them, which they're just two kind of people, they could, like, go a couple days without speaking until one of the other ones.
Hold a grudge just because they can't, like,
yeah, they're
not.
They're just like, you say sorry. No, you say sorry. And then it is always my dad. But, like, there have been times before where my mom, I'm, like, totally outing them. But, like, my parents have been beautifully married for, like, many, many, many years. And they're a pillar of, like, love and relationships. Yeah. But it's funny because sometimes I'll be like, Mom, why are you being like that? She's like, he knows. And I'm like, why don't you tell him? She's like, oh, he knows. And I'm like, I actually don't think he does know what he might have done. She's like, he knows. I'm like, okay. Like, so stubborn.
Yeah.
So stubborn. That's funny.
It's really like, growing up, like, my family would call me StubHub.
StubHub.
Because I was stubborn.
That's fucking funny. Your family's funny.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to ask this. How do you think, because your sisters are so well known.
Yeah.
How do you think you separate yourself, like, your identity and your brand from your sisters? And I don't mean that in the sense that you need to or want to. I'm sure you're going to be like, I love that.
Yeah, that's what I was
like, none of the Kardashians want to separate themselves from the fucking Kardashians. Yeah. Like, they want to be a Kardashian. Yeah. I just mean, like, in life, I'm sure you've thought, like, I don't want everyone to say I am Claudia and Jackie's sisters and Olivia's sister.
I guess, but I don't really care.
Okay.
Like, it also comes back to the, like, hating where you came from, like, late Meester.
Totally. It's like, so embarrassing.
Yeah. Why is that a bad thing? Like, I feel like if someone's like, oh, that's Claudia's sister, like, I feel a sense of pride. Like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to be that person who, like, pretends I'm not, like, fucking riding my sister's coattails. Like, yeah, of course I am.
Not Margot being a Nepo baby.
No, I'm a Nepo sister. I've said that so many times. Like, I literally am. And I'm fine with it. Like, whatever. But I feel like the way that I probably do is I feel like right now in the season of life that I'm in, I'm just, like, in a much different season of life than my sister.
Totally.
So I feel like that's kind of how I differentiate. Like, also, like, I do have a corporate job. And, like, that's, like, a big part of my life. And I feel like I'm, like, very, like, my, like, friendship focused, and, like, I, like, go out, and, like, so, like, that's kind of the phase of life that I'm in. So I feel
people
like
people love,
like,
that, by the way. People love watching that. People are always going to be curious about that. I think that's a great way to set yourself apart. The amount of times, like, Taylor and I simply cannot answer anymore, like, how do you guys, like, stay friends when you're in such different seasons of your life?
How do you?
We just are actual true friends.
So it doesn't matter.
So, like, I just feel like people that are like, that never happened for me. You just, like, and I know this is so cheesy, but I'm like, you didn't find your Taylor yet. And I know you have a friend like Emily.
Yeah.
Who's just, like, your best friend. Mm-hmm. You guys are more like sisters than friends. And, like, I always use that really cheesy phrase, but I'm like, you haven't found your Taylor yet then, because your Taylor will be so excited for whatever season. Taylor never was like, you need to get married and settle down. Like, she never was like, she literally loved hearing my stories. And she also was never like, oh, I remember the days. She just, like, we just existed as friends throughout our different life stages. And there were ups and downs for sure, in the sense of, like, I just talked about this recently on a podcast whenever I was saying, like, when Taylor first got, like, her first kid, right? When she first got it.
When she first picked it up
from Target. When she first had Walker and Walker was a baby, and she'd be like, what are you doing, bitch? I got a babysitter. We're going out. And I'd be like, oh, fuck, I can't. She'd be like, bitch, I got a babysitter. And I remember there were a couple times where I was like, my life doesn't revolve around you having a babysitter. Yeah. And then there was a couple times where I'm like, what are you doing? Let's go XYZ. And she's like, I have a child. And I'm like, okay, so get a babysitter. And she's like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So there's like a growth period and there's like a transitional period. But like, other than that, like, yeah, we just didn't, we just kind of like moved together in our different life stages.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see you and your sisters be so close when y'all are such in such different stages of your life. Yeah.
I mean, I also feel like I attribute a lot of that to like when my dad died. It's like you either like grow apart or you grow together.
Totally.
And like we just did the latter.
100%. I could see, I mean, 100%. I'm really glad you guys had all of each other for that.
Yeah.
Really, honestly.
Same.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask you, because you just had a podcast.
Yeah.
You don't do the podcast anymore, but no. You still do
Redheads. Oh my God. Redheads?
I thought it was a play on words.
Like it is, but that's why it's like Redheads, but it's like spelled read. Because also like I read a book. But like, do you know,
read a book. Oh, because it can be pronounced both ways.
Mm. Wow, I can't believe all this time you thought it was
tough.
You also thought, I thought Loewe was pronounced Loewe?
Low. Like the hotel. Lowe's. Isn't it not spelled the same?
It's Loewe.
If you guys are wondering what we're talking about, it's that like designer brand with like the curly Q's and everyone's got a fucking tank top from the
Nauer
bucket hat.
Yeah, I just asked for one for my birthday.
And I was like, she was like, I wanted to ask for a Loewe tank top. And I was like, never heard of it. And then I was like, oh my God, she's talking about that brand that I've been calling Low.
Yeah. I thought it was Low at first too.
Also, I pronounce, I'm also just like literally white trash. And so like I am the quintessential new money white trash that's like pretending that she's like classier than she is. And I pronounce someone, Jaquemus.
How
do you say Jacquemus?
I think it's Jacquemus.
Jacquemus. I'm like, it looks like fucking Jacquemus to me.
I like Jacquemus so much better.
Like, I'm sure that's not, this is why I'll never be invited to the Met Gala. Okay, hear me out. I want us to all think back to sex ed for a second. It's absolutely drilled into our heads how to prevent pregnancy. But what about when it's time to plan for it? I feel like we're taught that we're supposed to go to the OBGYN once a year for our annual checkups, but checking in with our fertility, it's usually not a thing until we're ready for kids, and then sometimes not even then. More times than not, we aren't checking in with our fertility until we find ourselves struggling to get pregnant, unfortunately. We are no longer living in a day and age where we have to just wait and see. Why not just find out sooner? Knowledge is power, and when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, your health, and your future. And that's exactly why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. I actually did this a few years ago with Modern Fertility when I was 25, and the prick is honestly not bad at all. I've just done it again now that I'm 29 because I'm just curious about my body as I'm aging, and they make it so easy too. You just mail in the sample you take with a prepaid label, and then you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. It's super easy and quick. What you get back is really cool too, because they give you insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, aka if you have more or fewer eggs than average for your age, and other important factors that can really impact your fertility. The results go really deep into what every hormone means. So if you're like me and didn't really understand the verbiage, don't worry, they break it all down really nicely for you. Also, you can download the results and share them with your doctor, which is nice. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. Oh, and you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA/HSA. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That means your test is only going to cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That's modernfertility.com/probably.
But yes, I had a podcast.
And then, oh yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Me.
Always. So I had a podcast. It was called Best of Both. Well, it was called The Snatcher. It was about The Bachelor with one of my best friends, Nicole. And then we had rebranded to Best of Both because like no one watches The Bachelor anymore and it was a chore.
So fair.
And then she was in law school. I have my job and I'm influencing. Like I'm just like, not to be that bitch, but I'm so busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just like wasn't like working anymore. We didn't like have time for it anymore. Like I felt like the quality wasn't as good as it could have been just because like we like were just like running a mile a minute. And it was like we were just like doing this to do it, not because like we were passionate about it.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I was yeah. So if you're not actually passionate about something. The day this no longer serves me.
Right. It was like, no longer serving us. Yeah. And like, she's about to start studying for the bar. And like, it was just like, it was a good time to like end it. And honestly, like, I think like, it's so important to know when something's not working.
I also
like
think
not to force it.
100%. I also think there's such a stigma around quitting. And
I know.
Like,
you oh my
can,
God. It was giving me so much agita.
Listen, you can fucking quit whatever you want. And yeah. I say this all the time on the podcast, like, quit your job at Google and make soap for a living. If that's what you want to do, it's like a really niche thing to always say on the podcast, but I really do always say that one phrase, because if you want to quit something, quit it. Like, you're wasting so much time, and that goes for relationships, friendships. Like, if you're in a relationship and you're like, oh, but I put so much time into it, and everyone knows, like, everyone knew you had a podcast. It was public knowledge. It was an Instagram. It was a whole thing. It was a part of your identity. It's like, you can fucking quit it. Like, my identity was my ex-boyfriend and I, we were on a whole ass TV show together, but like, when it no longer served me, it's okay to quit it. And it's okay to quit it with grace and with happiness. Like, you and your friend Nicole are still friends. Like, there's no bad blood there. So it's like, oh my God, I just made so many Taylor Swift references. Bad blood, go with grace. I just think there shouldn't be such a fucking stigma around quitting shit.
No, I know. And also, like, I'm a really big proponent of, like, don't do things you don't want to do.
100%.
Like, in anything. Like, if someone invites me somewhere and I don't want to go, but, like, I'm like, I should go. I'm not going.
That's a boundary that I've recently put up in my life, and I'm so glad. Boundaries were really, really hard for me.
Wait, boundaries? I recently discovered them, like, about a year ago. Like, it was, like, I'd never had boundaries up ever. And it started with, like, work. Because I was like, I was always working. I would go home and work. I'd always be answering emails. Yeah. And my therapist at the time was like, you've got to set boundaries. And she's also like, you're not getting paid enough. Like, stop it. So I like started setting them. And at first it was so fucking hard. Like, I felt so guilty about it.
Yeah.
But now that I know how to do it, it's absolutely life changing.
It's so crazy because I'm People Pleasers Anonymous. And my best friend, Taylor, I almost just said my best friend, Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. Delusion.
The delusions in my brain. One of my best friends, Anna Grace, who always is on this podcast as well, she would execute boundaries so effortlessly that I'd be like, how does that not like cause you great pain inside your stomach?
Yeah.
And how are you doing this with such ease? But then you figure out the way to do them, because it's so easy for someone to say, which Anna Grace never did this. People in my life would be like, oh my God, okay, I'm gonna call her out. Taylor would be like, just say no. And I'm like, I literally can't. And she'd be like, you literally can just say like you're not going. But I'm like, there has to be an art to your boundaries. And once you figure out that groove and you figure out how to execute your boundaries, they do come so easy. They don't make you like stay up at night anymore thinking about what you could have said or what you could have done.
No.
I don't feel guilty anymore when I tell people stuff. I really have such an ease with boundaries, but it doesn't happen overnight. And you really do. You have to find your groove. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't have boundaries because I don't know how to fucking do them, you just have to like keep practicing them. And the more you do them and the more you find your way. For me personally, I used to always offer too much.
Yeah.
I used to be like, hi, I'm so sorry I can't come because, and then I would like give all these reasons. Uh-huh. And Anna Grace was like, oh my God, you're doing that because you're an empath and you like care so much about what they think. But like, we got to shorten that. Like, you're allowed to say you're not coming because something else came up. You're so sorry. You don't have to explain what the other thing is.
Nope.
And if they ask, then maybe you could tell them, but not, you don't,
also,
don't
like,
have
they
to.
Shouldn't ask.
And here's the thing, that my delusions in my brain were thinking that everyone was going to be like, oh, really? What came up? No one does that.
No. Also, when it's inappropriate.
Like, I don't know what I thought about human beings, but like, human beings are actually, for the most part, especially if they're friends of yours, they're mostly pretty fucking chill.
Yeah.
And especially in business settings, like, it's, no one is actually gonna be like, oh really, prove it. Like, like, if I'm like, I'm so sorry, something came up, I don't feel well, I can't come, no one's gonna be like, send a picture of the thermometer.
Yeah.
Like, people actually don't. So like, you can just make it short and sweet, and it's, boundaries aren't as hard when you stop like overthinking them. I'm just such a classic overthinker.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So I'm really glad that you found boundaries, and I'm really glad
that
they work
and
for
I
you.
Feel like, it feels so much better.
I agree. When you guys were little, who got the most trouble?
Claudia.
Fucking classic, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Someone asked who, which I guess I'm just like, I hang out with Claudia the most, so I feel like you're going to say Claudia, but someone was like, ask Mario who she thinks you're most like in her family. But you could throw me for a loop. Could be like Olivia. Could be like Jackie. Could be like you.
You really are a mixture of Claudia and Jackie. Because like Jackie from like obviously like the hair, but also like style wise. And like you guys also have like such good like takes on things. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Jackie's like really fucking smart with like the things that she like thinks and like her like just like opinions on things. And I feel like you have that too.
Jackie is so scary smart.
I know.
We should be scared of Jackie the way that we're scared of AI coming out.
No, like, it's so true. Like, I was at her apartment or whatever like a few days ago, and she was like, you should get clip-in bangs like for Taylor Swift. And I was like, okay. So I ordered them. And I was like, you could literally tell me to jump off of a bridge. And like, yeah, I would do it. Like, remember, like, at Stagecoach, like, she texted me and she was like, you should wear your hair up with the blue outfit today. And I was like, oh, okay.
She walked in and was like, hey, guys, I have to wear my hair up. So how am I going to do it?
Yeah. I was like, Jackie said so. No and so it's like, and I said that. She was like, well, that's because, like, I'm always right. And I was like, it's fucking, so fucking true.
So Taylor for me, Taylor will say the most unhinged stuff that I'm like, first of all, you can't. That's true. I'm like, shit, that's true.
Yeah.
I tell her sometimes I wish she was wrong just so I could be like, you're not always right, but she's literally always right.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
I'm going to need you guys to take these next things I'm about to say very seriously, because if you know me or follow me at all, then you know that I am the self-proclaimed, government-confirmed, 7-time award-winning queen of packing. Seriously, I am. And I have made just about every mistake that you can possibly make with luggage. I've tried them all so that you don't have to. And bar none, the best on the market is Bass. It's like Shay Mitchell, who's the creator of Bass, just reached into my brain and plucked out every single damn it that I have said in regards to anything packing or travel related. And then they fixed it. The way that this luggage will solve all of your problems is insane. Beginning with my personal favorite aspect, the overweight indicator. Tell me why there's literally nothing more embarrassing than holding up a baggage line while every single Judge Judy in the airport looks at the 15 pairs of underwear that you packed for a 2-day trip because your bag was overweight and now you gotta sit there and unzip your bag on the floor and take things out of it. Not anymore. The Bass luggage has this little red dot that'll come up if your luggage is overweight. Iconic. It has got this like squishy, almost like stress ball material cushion on the underside of the handle for comfort while you pull it. And it glides like a dream, because there's nothing worse than a suitcase that doesn't roll right. It's like getting a grocery cart that doesn't roll right. It just ruins your time. Then the Weekender bag is iconic as an add-on to your luggage because it just slides right over to sit on top and every interior pocket you could literally think of. Favorite thing for sure, though, is the genius underneath zipper compartment that shoes go in to save space. It's like, who thought of this? It's so good. Literally, they just thought of everything. But functionality aside, we've all seen Shay Mitchell, and she's about the most fabulous and fashionable gal there is. So you already know that Bass luggage is chef's kiss on the aesthetic side of things. Like, it looks so chic, so trendy, and it always matches the vibe. And we're always trying to be a vibe when we're traveling, you know? I simply will just never use anything but Bass luggage. They also just came out with so many cute colors in addition to their, like, sorry, pause. They also just came out with so many cute colors in addition to their amazing classic colorways. I could honestly just talk about them for hours, but I'll get to the discount, okay? Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/probably. Go to basetravel.com/probably for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/probably. I also loved hearing from Olivia Moore. I like just listened to that podcast. Yeah. And I feel like she's an anomaly. She's like a sleeper sister where like we don't hear from her as often.
Yeah.
And she is just like absolutely wonderful.
She is a gem.
And like, the oldest of all you crazy cuckoo birds is like gotta be taxing.
Yeah. No, it's like growing up, I'm sure she was like, these fucking bitches.
These fucking bitches.
No, she's like truly an angel.
Okay. I also had a random question. Because I got asked this, and so I don't know what they're talking about, but you must have at some point mentioned it on your social media or podcast, because everyone did say, can you ask her to elaborate on her, speaking of boundaries, so this is a nice little transition, your boundary with your friendships, and then people said your other people hanging out without her. I didn't really know, so I want you to clarify, because a lot of people
asked. I feel like I said it, and like some people like took it like way out of like context, but basically, like, one of my things is, and like this, I know exactly where it stems from. Like, it stems from like middle school and high school and like my friends being bitches. But
oh my God, people were so mean to me in middle school.
So I like have this thing, like, if I like have like two best friends and they have nothing, they don't know each other, like, okay, whatever. It's not like they like were friends before me, nothing. Like, and I introduce them, like, they are not allowed to hang out without me.
You okay? So. Dead. So you really mean like not allowed? Like, you say like, are you joking? Or are you being like, I really don't like it?
Like I say, I'm not like, you're not allowed, like I can't control what you do, but I'm like, I really don't like it. Like, I wouldn't like that. So I wouldn't be okay with it.
If Ryan and Emily had gone and gotten
Ryan and Emily know each other from Michigan. They were friends first. So I like, I'm friends with them.
Okay. If me and Emily had gone and
I would literally die.
Wait. Okay.
So I don't know. Actually, you know what? That's so not fair, because I really think it's a case by case basis, because I really wouldn't care if it was you and Emily.
I know you enough to say that I can tell that this would be only something that would be a very normal, hurtful thing. Like, not, I shouldn't even use the word hurtful. So I was thinking about it, because I'm going to give you my take on it.
Yeah, please. Because I got so many conflicting DMs. Like, some people were like, oh my God, I thought I was fucking crazy. Like, I hate when my friends hang out without me. And some people are like, you're toxic. You need to go to therapy.
And I was like, first of all, I outgrew my therapist. Fuck you. No. So my take on this is, and I actually was talking to Emily about it, because I'm like, here's the thing. I see where you're coming from. And I think anyone listening to this, you're just so funny, because the way you speak, and I don't know if it's because you're from New York, I don't know if it's because you are just Margot Oshry and this is just like who you are.
Yeah.
But I like am just so fucking Southern that sometimes you say stuff and I'm like, you're so matter of fact.
Yes.
So the reason I think people might misunderstand or take things out of context for you is because you're so matter of fact. Mm-hmm. People are like, well, then that's Bible to her. And it's like, that can always just seem toxic when you're just so definitive of things.
Yeah.
And I don't think you actually mean it so definitively. Yeah. You just said, like, if me and Emily had gotten dinner, you wouldn't be like, here's the thing. If me and Emily did not text you and just went and got dinner, no one listening to this podcast,
oh, I would lose my mind.
Can say that it wouldn't be a little funny if two of your friends separately, who you both introduced, if two of your friends didn't at some point say, like, I think I'm gonna grab dinner with Emily later, like, you can come if you want or not, we knew you were working. I didn't even think it'd be weird if we knew you were working, but I would always, like, I'd probably text you and be like, I'm actually about to grab dinner with Emily, and I think that's a normal thing to let your friend that introduced you know.
For
honestly,
sure.
as like a how exciting, we're hanging out, like, you introduced us and we're hanging
but
out.
But then, like, my insecurity comes in of, like, they're gonna become best friends and then, like, I'm, like, gonna be left out and then, like, I'm no longer part of the equation. That's where this comes from.
I relate to you so much in the sense that you just unlocked, you're really smart for having the reasoning figured out.
No, I know exactly what it is. It happened to me so many times, like, where it would just, like, constantly be left
in
out.
Middle,
like,
school, in middle, yeah, school, I was, like, on the, like, if there was a totem pole, I was always on the bottom of the totem pole. I didn't have, like, a BFFFF. Actually, I did. It was my friend Drew, but, like, I also had another separate group of friends, and I was always, like, I was, if Kelly can't hang out, if Jordan can't hang out, and if Grayson can't hang out, I guess I'll call Shannon. And I just use real names. My girlfriends from high school, like, if you're listening to this, I love you guys. We're also really good friends. But in middle school, I was just in this very, like, this really rough part of my life where I just knew I was always fifth best.
Right.
And that's a really traumatizing thing to, like, go through at that age. I feel like now I'm in a really healthy part that if I knew I was a fifth best on someone's list, I'd be like, cool, they're seventh best on mine, and that's okay. You can have fifth best options in your life, and now I'm old enough to understand that.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Like, that's really traumatizing, and to think your friends are gonna just, like, especially if you know, I'm gonna be egotistical here, but you know Emily's wonderful, you know I'm wonderful, so you're like, fuck, are they gonna get together and be wonderful together, and then be like, we should just be wonderful together without Margo.
That's it. Like, that's it.
You're allowed to have these feelings and these thoughts without being toxic. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you're also not telling someone you are literally never allowed to hang out. Your relationship that you have with Emily is very similar to the mine with Taylor.
Yeah.
In the sense that Taylor says stuff to me that if anyone outside of her and I heard it, they'd be like, she's fucking out of control.
Oh my God.
If they heard stuff I said to Taylor, they'd be like, you're unhinged. But you can speak to your best friends like that. I could say, bitch, you are not allowed to do that. And she'd be like, LOL, I know you're not serious.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just, I'm sorry that it got misconstrued, because I don't actually think you're, like, crazy for that. And when you explain where it comes from, it makes sense.
Yeah. No, and also it's like, it doesn't apply to every single friendship in my life.
Totally.
Like, it's just, like, the ones that I really, really care about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see where you're coming from. Well, that clears it up if you guys think she's
people
toxic.
People will still probably think it's fucking toxic.
Margo's toxic for so many other reasons,
so
guys. Like,
true.
Honestly.
Like, that's not the problem.
Don't put her in a box. Like, she's fucking toxic for way different reasons.
So true.
Okay. So before we cheers our spritz and head off to absolutely take over Nashville and paint the town red, Taylor Swift, I wanted to ask you what you think your theme song to your life is right now.
Okay, I have two.
Okay.
And she did give me this question beforehand, because I would not have been able to come up with this.
You care about music
so much,
by the way.
So, like, this answer means a lot
to me. You, like, do brand deals with Spotify. Like, when people ask me about music, I'm like, I love music, but I'm not like, this is how I feel about this genre, this artist.
Yeah.
You're like that.
I love that.
Okay, so I wanted to give you a heads up. So
okay.
What do you think?
So two. One, Where the Wild Things Are, Luke Combs.
Elaborate.
Just like, I mean, it's a really sad song actually, but like, I feel like the sentiment of like where the wild things are, like, I feel like I'm in a wild time in my life and like, God only knows where I am.
Oh, okay.
And then second
I weirdly just got chills. I don't know why, but
Crying on the Dance Floor by Sam Felt. Like, that's so me.
How does it go?
It samples the song. Tonight I'm going to be crying on the dance floor.
Okay.
Like, that's so me.
I've never seen you cry on the dance floor.
No, but like,
no,
that's just me. Like, I cry a lot and I'm on the dance floor a lot.
I get the sentiment. One of my favorite things to do, and then we will wrap this up, is to go out with you guys in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really experienced going out with really anyone else in New York. And you guys are quintessential. Like, I just want you to know what you guys see on social media of this group of sisters is so true, in the sense that they are at all motherfucking times having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're like, I cry, we have minty bees, whatever. And like, we are all like aware that that's real life. But the way that when you guys are dead set that you're going to party and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. We like you make do. Our mind up.
You,
yeah.
And you just, y'all are the people that could be in an empty room. But if y'all are all together with the boombox, y'all would have a good time.
That would be more fun than going to a club that's playing shitty music.
Yeah. Y'all are the essence of what it feels like to get ready with your girlfriends before you go out.
Oh my God, that is so nice.
That's what you guys are. And it's like really, really true, because when I'm out with you guys and y'all are just like singing at the top of your lungs and like filming, like it's so much fun. You guys are just a fun group of people.
Thank you.
You're a fun person. I don't think you're toxic. And
cheers to that.
No, I kind of do. I'm just kidding. I love you, Margo.
Love you.
Cheers. Let's go have ourselves a motherfucking time.
I can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.